Today is Thursday, June 18th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Today was a busy day for me, so I started the day by sending an email to Big Fatty to bug him and to to prod him into... So he's writing, or he was writing the script for Auntie Vera for the bumpers for the live streaming weekend. And Fatty is very responsible. He gets everything done in a timely manner. And so I probably didn't need to even poke him at all, but I thought, you know what? I wanted to give Auntie Vera a full week, and today is Thursday, and the event is next Friday. So I'm like, oh, Friday will be a week, and I really wanted to get it, you know, like a day or two early. So anyway, I was like, hey, just wanted to remind you about the script. And so I did that, and he's like, yeah, it's on my list of things to do today. I'm going to get it done, and, you know, no big deal. And so I did that, and then I had stuff I had to pick up still. I know. I still had to pick up stuff at the old house. And in fact, there's still a couple of things there, but mainly I just had odds and ends crap that I couldn't get yesterday, because yesterday I brought my, like, a couple of, like, a shelf and a computer stand and a couple of larger things. And those filled up Mark's car relatively quickly, and so I didn't have room for everything. So I took a box with me, and it was just, like, audio cables, and, you know, I guess there would have been room for audio cables, but anyway, it was just stuff like that. It was just, like, odds and ends crap. I still had some soundproofing material on the wall, so I had to take that down, and all of that. So I did that, and I came back. And then I started setting up my studio, and so I put the shelves where I wanted them yesterday, but one of the shelves was, I don't know, these are the crappiest shelves that you've ever seen in your life. They're made out of MDF, and I bought them, probably Walmart, but they're like IKEA or Walmart or Target or like really cheap furniture that you buy and you have to put it together, and it's very inexpensive. It's all made out of MDF particle board, and, you know, it's held together on prayers, basically. And it's really hard to describe, but these shelves have this really flimsy backing. I would say if you take poster board and you maybe stack 3 pieces of poster board together, that's the thickness of this backing. And you have to, when you put them together, you put together the frame, and then the next thing that you have to do is you have to nail this backing on. Well, they're so flimsy, the only thing that's holding them up is the backing. So when the backing is off of them, they'll just flop over to the side. I don't know how best to describe that, but that's basically, you know, what happens. So one of them, part of the backing was gone because it was up against the wall and there was a outlet behind it, and I needed to be able to get to the outlet, and so I removed part of the backing. So anyway, today I was like, okay, well, those shelves are going to be serving as a kind of a wall between the rest of the room and my studio. And so I decided I was going to buy something to cover that hole, because otherwise the hole was visible. Well, in order to do that, I needed to, like, nail it in. So I literally bought really thick poster board. I don't know what to call it, but there's like a really thick poster board at the hobby store. And so I got that, and I nailed it in. But in order to do that, I needed to take the shelf and lower it down on its side, or not on its side, like on its face, so that I could get to the back and actually have some leverage to nail this thing in. And so I have, to build this wall, I have two shelves stacked on top of each other. And so I'm trying to pull this one shelf off, and I had already started taking the backing off the bottom one. And as soon as I pull the top one off, the bottom one starts falling over because this backing is gone. So I'm like trying to juggle things, like use my foot to grab it and do all this stuff. And anyway, it was a nightmare, but I was able to get it, and I was able to nail in that extra piece, and it worked perfectly. Because basically you could just see a hole. If you walk in the room, you'd see this shelf, and then you'd see this one little section that had no backing. So now the poster board that I bought is black, and now it looks normal. So then on the other side, I started hanging my soundproofing material so that the inside of the recording booth, will have soundproofing almost all the way around me. And that's even better than my last one because there's carpet in this room, so there's no echoing, and then I'm going to have the soundproofing both behind me and in front of me. And so I worked on that. And then Sydney had a vet appointment at 3:30, and I was working so diligently on the studio that I left it until, like, and we're 21 minutes away from the vet where we live now. And so I left it until I had like 25 minutes to get to the vet. And not only that, but I wanted to, we had all of this cardboard from, you know, unpacking, and we have all these boxes. And in the past, we've been saving our boxes so that every time we move, we don't have to buy another round of boxes because that can get expensive. And so I told Mark, I said, you know what? We live here now, or we bought this. We're not renting it. We're not in a contract. We're not going to have to move in a couple of years or anything like that. We're really going to put investment into this, build equity into this home. If we do move, you know, it'll be years and years and years, or we'll be moving to a completely new location or something like that. I'm like, and we don't really have room to just store like a shit ton of boxes. And plus it can be a fire hazard and all that. I'm like, why don't we just take these boxes to the recycling place that I found the other day when I was going to recycle our electronics? They actually have a place for cardboard as well. And he said, yeah, that's fine. So I had like 3 minutes to load his car because I didn't leave myself enough time. And so I'm like throwing crap in the car. And he came out and he said, hey, are you running late? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, can I help you? And I'm like, yes, please. And so he helped me. And we got all the cardboard in. And then traffic was a nightmare. I mean, I don't know. It's like Arkansas is spiking in coronavirus, but the governor refuses. He refuses to even make anyone wear a mask. It's ridiculous. And everything is opening back up as if everything was normal. And so traffic is horrible. And but I did make it to the vet. I think I was like a minute late, but it was okay. I called. So the way they have it, you can't go in. You have to pull up to the side, park, and then call them. And then they'll come out to get your dog. And they ask you questions, you know, what are you getting done today? Yada, 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 like all that kind of stuff. And confirm everything before they take the dog in. You can go in and they'll take you right to the examining room or whatever. So you're the only human in that room other than the doctor. So that they're kind of quarantining you, air quotes. But I was like, I'll just stay in the car. That's fine. Because one problem I've always had with this particular vet is I feel like they're making me do part of the work. Like I take Sydney in, and then they want me to hold her while they're doing the butt exam and while they're giving a shot and while they're doing all this stuff. I'm like, what am I paying you people for? Why? What am I, your nurse or something? I mean, I'm like, I don't want to do all that. You know, I mean, that's what I'm paying you guys for, to hold her down and give her the shot and all that. I don't want to do that. And I wanted to go ahead and get rid of that cardboard. So I was like, hey, would it be a problem if I ran an errand while you're, you know, doing the checkup and giving her her immunizations and all the stuff you're doing? She's like, oh, no, that's fine. She's like, the doctor's going to call when she's done. So just make sure you have the phone near you. So I left, and but the recycling place, even though it was kind of on the way, but not really. It was when I was in the area of the vet, I was closer to the recycling than I was when I was at home. So I thought it made perfect sense. So I drove, but I was about 25 minutes from the vet to the recycling place. So I drove over there. Traffic was horrible. I get there. Not only was traffic horrible, but everybody else and their dog had decided to recycle everything today. So there was like a line of cars waiting to like throw their stuff in these bins. So I finally get up there and then I start throwing away my cardboard. One guy was trying to scavenge for some boxes, but luckily he went up and talked to some other dude that had boxes as well and got them from him. Because I'm like, I don't want to talk to some stranger in this age of COVID. So I throw away all the cardboard and get back in my car and go and, you know, head back. And the vet had called while I was out of the car putting the cardboard in the bin. But luckily, she didn't need me to call her back or anything. She's like, everything's fine. Her weight's good. She's healthy. Everything came back negative as far as heartworms and all that kind of stuff. We gave her her immunization. She's good to go. All of that. So I drove back. It took me about another 20 to 25 minutes to get back to the vet and then picked up Sydney. And then I came back home. And after that, I was working on getting this little studio, working more on getting the studio set up and everything like that. And then tonight I had, and my stepdad came by and to get the lawnmower because I don't know if you guys recall, I said my stepdad mowed on the day that we were moving in, but he left the lawnmower here so we could do the backyard. And that's what I did on Sunday. And so he's like, I need the mower. So he came over. And then I had my first technical help session of the Pride 48 live streaming event with Taylor the Latte Boy. That was something. For a guy, well, I don't, Taylor listens to this, so I don't want to say anything bad about him, but oh my God. For someone who's been, Taylor needs a mixer, is what I'm going to say. He's been podcasting for like 20 years and he doesn't have a mixer yet. Taylor, you need to get a mixer. That's all I've got to say. I mean, some of the stuff he wants to do really requires a mixer to do it well. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.